looked pretty well for the part practice that we were able to see. Did he surprise you at all? And you know, now you expect him to be able to move like that?
The same thing I said the other day. He's day to day, so we'll see how he goes.
So how much work was he able to get yesterday, and how much work will he get today?
He got individual work yesterday. Threw the ball around a little bit. Did not get any team or 7-on-7 reps, and then we'll just see how he feels as we get going in practice today.
Feels mostly going to be able to go 7-on-7 today.
I don't know. I mean, that's a question. That's what I just said. You know, if he does feel,
I realize it was a hypothetical.
Okay, if he feels well, we'll see how he is, and we'll adjust accordingly to see where he is from us. You know, but a lot of that's feedback we get from Mike. So,
you've talked in the past about talking to the quarterbacks about what they like to run, what they're comfortable with. How different is that with Nick from what Mike likes to run?
It's not much different, you know, in terms of what we're throwing and how we approach the whole thing. So. They may like one individual route, like how the tight end breaks on this compared to that, but it's really not that much different between all three of them, to be honest with you. So.
Talking to Pat yesterday, he said that the staff watched Foles' game last year against the Bucs. What did you get from watching that film?
Same thing we get from everybody. We watched both, when we played the Redskins, we watched both games that the Redskins played against the Eagles last year to see Coach Hazlitt. If the defensive coordinator is the same, we always go back to last year's game. So we watched the Bucks because the coordinator's the same. We watched the Giants game because Perry's the same. You know, we didn't do it when we played the Chiefs because Bob Sutton wasn't there. We won't do it when we play the Cowboys because Monty Kiffin is new. So it's just, we're watching everything they do. You know, how similar are they from one year to the other year? So
Foles' performance in particular that game, what's
I'm not looking at that. I'm watching the Tampa Bay defense. So how did the Tampa Bay change from one year to the next? How similar are their calls? How much do they pressure in 2012 compared to 2013? Is that similar? Has the coverages changed? Has there been additions from this year compared to last year? So when we're watching it, we obviously, you know, I think Nick did a nice job. They won the game. You know, they threw a nice sprint out to Macklin to win the thing. Nick kept a lot of drives alive with his feet in that game. But really, when we're watching those games, we're watching the defense really specifically, and that's what we're breaking down. So
we're hearing a lot of on defense, a lot of their five defensive backs, almost the majority of time. Is that true? And if so,
I think they're a match team, so I think it's what people are doing against them, you know, and it seems like they want to be in the matchup. So, you know, if you're in 10 or 11 personnel, you're going to get more DBs on the field. If you're in 21 or 12 personnel, you're going to get more linebackers on the field.
Chip, are they a better defense than they were last year?
Yeah, I think statistically we'll tell you that. And then the additions of, you know, they got Revis, who they didn't have last year, so... they didn't have Golston last year, so personnel's a little bit upgraded, I would say. But I thought they were good defense last year. You know, McCoy's a guy who jumps out of you on tape. Levante David jumps out of you on tape. And then you add Golston and you add Revis, so I believe they're better than they were last year.
What do you think of Revis? Amazing. You've seen a lot of great defensive backs and so forth.
He's right up there in that discussion as one of the best ever played a game. He's a huge challenge for us, and it'll be interesting to see how they deploy him this week.
Pat Chung, he doesn't think.
Limited again yesterday? Or?
Pat was limited. He went through more in practice yesterday than he did the week before. So, no, him and Mike are the two guys we got to keep an eye on this week.
Deshaun said that he doesn't think Revis can run with him.
That's not exactly what he said.
He said a bunch of things.
Sometimes it's good if you put the rest of it out there because he said it was a great matchup. He's got all the respect in the world for him, and then I think the question is he thinks he's faster than him. We're not having a track meet on Sunday, so it's not about who's faster than who. It's about who can perform better, and I think it'll be a really interesting matchup to watch.
The rest of the question was
how much do you expect them to be matched up
I don't know. Each other? That's what we'll see when we get to the game.
When you play a team that likes...
A defense that likes to match personnel, is that potentially a situation where you can have an advantage because you don't necessarily substitute every play and you like to run with... a tempo to keep those matches from happening?
Sometimes tempo will help you in those situations. It just depends on how they do it. You know, I think one thing we do with our guys is we move them around. So as formations are a big thing that help you sometimes in that because our guys aren't always in the same spot. They're not always the left outside receiver. You know, they're not always in the slot. We can move them around. And, I think that's the fun part of coaching is, you know, kind of what did you see on film and what did you anticipate them doing to you? Then how does it express itself as the game goes along?
Well, a team that likes to match against personnel as opposed to a team that's just going to throw its guys out there and not do as much, does that potentially give you an advantage?
It depends on if you win the matchup, yeah, it gives you an advantage. If you don't win the matchup, it doesn't give you an advantage. But so far, to date, everybody's matched. So it's not like there aren't people. We haven't played anybody so far that just says, hey, we're just going to play. You know, I think everybody's been, it's kind of a matchup league, and I think that's what everybody's trying to do is put their positions in, put their players in positions to make plays. So.
Tampa is very good against the run. What are some components of their defense?
I think their overall team speed's outstanding. You know, they can run at every level. They run well on the defensive line. You know, you're facing a D-line that's different than last week. Last week's defensive line, some real big bodies inside that are extremely tough to move. It's a different animal this week. You know, Gerald McCoy may be the best three technique in the league. He's explosive, he's fast, he's dynamic, he can run. You know, they've got athletic ability on the defensive line, and they're not as big as some of the teams we played, but they're faster than teams we played. They run well at the linebacker spot. You know, all those linebackers, Foster, David, they run. They can really, really run. So I think one of the things they do is you know, you may crease a gap because you're a little bit, they're not as big as some teams, but that gap's closed pretty quickly because of how well they run as a group.
So that's something that they did, the Giants, with over Kelce with Patterson a lot and Rodgers. Is that easily correctable to get the running game back going?
Yeah, it just depends on how we're calling it. A lot of it depends on the play call and, you know, are we zoning things, are we manning things? So, you know, it's a back and forth.
But if you do that, can you still run at that play by giving Kelce more help, or do you feel like you just...
Yeah, we have adjustments in what we can do.
Why do you think they were able to have so much success against that one play?
The two times that they beat us?
Kelce said it was a bunch of times that Patterson and...
Yeah, there were two times that they caught us for tackles for losses because we were manning that look instead of zoning that look. So.
Chung's injury was described as unique by Billy Davis yesterday. What does he have going on?
He's got a shoulder. So if that's unique, that's unique. I don't get into specifics of the injury. He hurt his shoulder. I don't. They just tell me how long he's out for, and we're hoping we're going to get him back. So,
Wales' offensive snaps have steadily increased, and Pat said yesterday that he could see him getting some more work too. If that happens, though, where do those snaps come from? Do they necessarily come away from Riley?
They come away from all of them. You know, it just depends on where we're using them and how much Jeff continues to grasp of what we're doing. You know, the thing about Jeff is there is versatility for him. He's not just an outside receiver. He's an outside receiver. He's an inside receiver, and he's a good special teams player, and that's why we picked him up.
You had the Tampa job last year. Why didn't you take it?
Last year I was not off the Tampa job.
Last season, 2012.
The year before, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So 2 years ago.
It's 2013, yeah. 2012.
Two seasons. I only go by seasons. My life doesn't go by years. It goes by seasons.
Two seasons ago.
It was. I didn't want to leave the staff at Oregon at that time, and I didn't want to leave the players at Oregon at that time.
Were you pretty? I mean, you went down there and interviewed and everything. I guess it was impressive though when you were down there and talking to the ownership. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I wasn't down there. They met me when I was on the road recruiting. I was impressed with the three Glazier brothers, and I'm impressed with Mark Dominic. But it was more a decision to stay at Oregon at the time than it was to go anywhere in the NFL.
Knowing when you turned it down, though, that you had NFL aspirations, was it tough to do that?
I didn't have NFL aspirations.
You did not have NFL aspirations?
No, they contacted me, and I said I'd go to an interview as long as it didn't affect my recruiting. And it was the first time I'd ever been contacted by a team. So I said as long as it's not going to affect where I am, and they were gracious enough to work it into the schedule where it didn't affect the recruiting schedule, and I listened is what happened.
So. How tough a decision was that back then? I mean,
I don't look at decisions as difficult. I think you get all the information necessary, then you make the decision, and you move forward. We had an outstanding year staying at Oregon, and you know, those memories we had there, those players that I get an opportunity to coach, that staff I was with, I love those guys. I still love those guys. So I think it was a good decision for me at that point in time.
Bill Davis said yesterday the Giants got him on some of those slants, and he says he's comfortable in certain situations allowing his defense to allow those as long as they make a tackle and stuff like that. Is that a matchup thing, or is that something you can see going forward that this defense is going to be playing that type of umbrella zone?
No, I think that the answer is you can't defend everything. So, you know, you're going to pick your poison. You can say, hey, we're going to play press man. We're going to get up in everybody's face. We're going to force them to throw the ball over the top. Well, when you have three balls thrown over your head for touchdowns, and you're going to go, well, why the heck are we pressing these people? So, you know, you can't defend it all, you know, and you have to make decisions on what at that point in time do you want to do. And if you're going to let the ball be thrown in front of you, they may move the ball incrementally down the field, but they're not getting the ball in the end zone. You know, I think as a whole, our defense has done a really good job of not getting the ball thrown over their head. You know, we gave up one in the Giants game, we had two guys there, and we gave up one in the Broncos game. But besides that, I think our guys are doing a good job. You know, and I know a lot of the explosive plays that happened here in the past is all of a sudden balls are going over people's heads, and that's a quick way to score. So, you know, those are conscious decisions by us as a coaching staff. We want to be deep to short in our zones. We want to keep the ball in front of us. We want to rally up and make tackles.
Chip, Jason Avant, I think, said yesterday he doesn't know why people don't throw deep all the time. And you see all the long plays. Why don't
what
people
position?
Throw deep
what
ball?
Position does he play?
He's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver. Okay. Just you can look at it statistically. Is it easier to complete a 5-yard pass or a 45-yard pass? You know, I mean, we've had a lot of people take some shots at us. I think Fletch broke up three the other day. So, you know, what are they, 25%? I mean, it becomes a percentage game. It's not as easy as saying, hey, we can drop back and throw it, you know, 50 times a game deep. But if you're only going to complete one or two of them, you know, you're probably going to be out of the game. So it's, you know,
how many 5-yard passes did it take to get that 150-yard play to produce percentages?
How many 5-yard passes does it take to get a first down, too? Right? You know, I mean, you got to move the ball up and down the field. You got to try to stay on the field. You throw three incomplete passes, you're three and out. You're sitting on the sideline. You don't get an opportunity to throw it that way. So,
two more guys. More questions.
Okay, I'm from NFL Japan.
Sure.
NFL Japan.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about LaShawn McCoy's performance this year and contribution to the team and offense this year?
LaShawn, what was the first part of it?
His performance this year compared to
I think LaShawn's done a great job. I think he's one of the top backs in this league. You know, he's a threat to score every time he touches the football. We're starting to use him a lot more in the passing game. You know, a lot of times you start to get more man coverage. Some of the favorable matchups are using the running backs coming out of the backfield, and LaShawn's done a great job of that. I also think he's really improved as a blocker. You know, he did a great job on Sunday against the Giants and picking up some blitzes and, you know, and really making himself an every down back. And I think the ability to affect people in the passing game and the running game is what makes him such a special player.
When you talk about giving up those types of short passes, et cetera, I mean, you saw the Dallas-Denver game. His defense...
I didn't see the Dallas-Denver
game. You heard about it. You hear about it?
They scored a lot of points. I mean, we were on a bus. I'm not being facetious, but we were driving back from New York.
We saw it in the press box.
We weren't in the press box.
getting back to
his defense, his defense dead? I mean, is it in this league? I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's...
That question's dead, though. I got practice.